This week on Erotic Awakening, random bits including Chemical Play fails, Con Drop is hitting, and EA goes AI.
Welcome to Erotic Awakening, an exploration of all things erotic. If you are offended by adult topics or prohibited by law, we recommend you stop listening right now.
We want to thank all of our Patreon supporters.
Ooh, we could not do this without you. Head over to patreon.com/eroticawakening today and get your bonus content and support the show.
Hi, John.
Hi, Dan.
Shows coming up on the Erotic Awakening podcast include topics like mentoring, power exchange at home with younglings, adult nursing, and PE dynamics when out of the norm behavior shows up.
Ooh, a lot of good stuff. So, yay.
Good, because today is just us blabbering about stuff that has been happening lately with no real... We got a couple things we're going to talk about, but not a particular topics per se.
We've done that every now and then over the last 15 years, and it's really good for us to process things every now and then. So why not do it on the show? Maybe you guys are processing stuff as well, especially after the event we just went to.
We just did return from the Grand Fetish Affair, and my penis is still processing that event.
That's okay. I had a surprise moment yesterday morning, too, with my rub. So we should probably go into a little more details. If you're new to the show, or if you listened to last week's show that I just put out a couple of days ago, we talked about chemical play, right? So we went through all the chemical play, and then we did GFA.
And we Grand Fetish Affair in Cincinnati. We just attended that, and we taught a class. First class we taught of the weekend was chemical play.
So fantastic turnout for that class. We had so many people for that class, and so much fun, and demo bottoms, and all the things, right? So Dan, how did the chemical class go for you?
So the class is going along fine, but one of the things that did not... Well, chemical play, as we've reiterated over and over again, is each person is going to respond differently. Mm-hmm. And what we shoot for in the class is one person's going to respond mild, one person responds medium, and one person responds more on the high end. And of course, we negotiate this with the demo people. And as it happens, even though the chemicals that we use, and when we talk about chemicals, in case you weren't listening last week, is food grade stuff, muscle rubs, nothing more complex than that in this scenario. Four people, they all responded, it's kind of mild, actually.
Well, we put cinnamon toothpaste on the guy's junk. I'm going to say it at the moment. Mm-hmm. So yes, I put my gloves on. I put the cinnamon toothpaste, filled up my hand with it, fondled his bits to get the toothpaste all around and in the naughty bits.
And although one of my partners swears that it is medium for them, in general, we expected that to be the mild.
Exactly. And it turned out to be the mild. Mm-hmm. He actually asked for another application, but we don't do that with chemical play. I mean, with a toothpaste, we probably could
with
have.
With toothpaste, you can get away with it.
But we were teaching, you know, don't reapply.
The medium, they got Tabasco, but for them, it was a mild.
Yeah.
And for the extreme, for the heavy, a barely diluted cinnamon oil. And for them, that too was a mild. So,
I don't think we got anyone past a five, maybe?
No, a three and a four the whole
three and term. A four, yeah.
So I decided one of the things that I knew would be heavy was I took some muscle rub and slapped it onto your puss.
After telling everyone how the first time he ever did that to me and how hot it was. And so, yes, I became the demo bottom for the muscle rub.
And then I said, you know what? I don't want to feel like I'm being a punk for you guys. So I pulled out my junk, as you put it, and I told Dawn to put on some Tabasco.
So me being nice, I put on a little dabble, do you?
I didn't even feel the slightest dab of Tabasco. So I grabbed the bottle. I said, don't be a punk. And I just kind of splash all over my... Well,
junk.
It was all over my junk. Yes. So I have no doubt that there is a hilarious picture, if anyone was filming, how you and I are walking out of that class bow-legged as our crotches are on
gosh.
Fire.
As soon as the class was done, I'm like, soap. I need soap. That is the counter for the muscle rub. So I'm going to the bathroom, handful of liquid soap, wet paper towels,
Yes.
trying to get all the what's left on the skin off because he knew how I was going to react to this. We've done it before, so we knew it was going to be high and intense. But the soap barely helped,
Yes.
right? And then we go out to lunch.
And I want to talk about
No
lunch, and
time to
yeah,
shower.
I want to talk about lunch in a second. And then for myself, I still felt what I will akin to a mild sunburn on my cock by that night when we went to bed. So significant.
Oh
Now,
yeah. I told
for
you, I still felt a little zap of it the next morning. It was like gone. And then all of a sudden, whoop, oh, you're still around.
Both of us, no actual damage.
Oh
I did
no.
not blister. I did not have
Nah.
any actual sunburn, but man, it just felt like a thing.
So chemical play for the win if
Yeah.
you want a long ride with not being able to be in control of it.
Now, the funny thing is, as you mentioned, we immediately headed out to lunch from there, and it was a gathering of people at the event, but it wasn't an event run thing.
No, we went off site.
One of the people that were going to the Grand Fetish Affair happened to have an interest in sacred kink, and they said, "Well, let's put together a sacred kink lunch." And I said, "Okay, cool, I'm in. That's two people, nice lunch." Well, it ended up they had 50 people who wanted to attend, and 20 of those they had to wait list because there just wasn't room at this restaurant where they got the reservation.
Right. So there was probably what, 20 of us
At
in
least.
the room that made it to the tables. So we had some good conversation there. There may be some new stuff added to our calendar coming up this summer while we're sitting outside of Chicago that deals with sacred kink.
And it's so funny. We had dinner with someone later who said, "Well, what is sacred kink?" And that's the fun part, right? There's no clean definition. And for those who are about to write us and say, "What do you mean when you say sacred kink?" Well, it can mean a variety of things to a variety of people. Now.
So, but they can also go to our website where our classes are, and I describe it more than once on probably about five different classes
And
that
that
are
would be
about
under
there.
the classes on demand tab.
Yes, sir.
Fortunately, if you're a patron of ours, you'll get those either free or discounted. Or if you feel like just dropping in a couple bucks and getting them that way, we're cool with that too, of course. The fun part is we will talk much more about sacred kink because the next event we're going to is Beltane. And Beltane is an event which is very much on the sacred and very much on the
The
kink.
sex on the sex with kink involved.
I was going to say, we are teaching both sacred sex ritual and we are teaching spanking. So there is a mix through
That
the
is true.
whole plat. Whole plat.
Yeah, I always recommend Beltane because it's a outdoor event and there's indoor stuff and it's just fabulous.
Yes, absolutely. Dawn, are you feeling though? And we had for us this 3-day event was pretty nonstop peopling.
Oh my gosh, we didn't hide at all. And being introverts, every now and then we'll hide to regroup and get that energy so that we can go out and people again. This one, we didn't have time to even do that or the inclination. We had so many Columbus people down there and Chicago people and Cincinnati people that we knew that trying to fit everybody in to spend time with them was a little difficult. So
It actually
go, go,
failed.
go. Yes, it actually failed. That is true.
I had to write somebody this morning and say, "Oops, sorry, we didn't hang out with you." More than one people that would have enjoyed just breaking bread with us. But it was a fantastic event for us from that perspective of getting to engage with people. It isn't something that you and I, self-identified introverts, normally do. So it was a nice change of pace.
Yeah, but it was so great to see everyone. And like I said, go, go, go. We had three classes that we were on our feet for, plus the running around to meals, plus just all of that. So hyped up energy. And I had already hyped up this event in my head anyway, because I knew all the people were going to be there that I wanted to see. So I was already excited about going in and then excited during the whole thing. And today I'm actually, you're kind of tired, but I'm ramped up energy wise, except for the hour nap I
I was
just
gonna say,
took.
you just took an hour nap.
But I can feel it inside of me that I'm still chemically ramped up. I've still got the endorphins. I've still got the whatever.
We mentioned earlier in that if we were smarter, when we set the calendar for what we're doing today, exercise would absolutely should have been
Should
on
have
the
been top
list.
priority.
We know, and so the idea of con drop is you go to an event, you're not only are you engaged and you're likely not sleeping as much as you normally do because there's so much to do, but there's also the psychological and spiritual factor of getting to be your authentic self amongst hundreds of other people that have their own authentic self on their sleeve. And the idea of con drop is now we're back into the normal. Not only is the physical response, but there's also the mental and spiritual response as well of you kind of got to put your walls back up so you can act normal in your day-to-day life.
Well, you had to jump right onto a phone call this morning for work, and
Right.
I had to go to a doctor's appointment after fasting, so I couldn't even sit here and enjoy my cup of coffee like I do. And then I came back, and you're on a phone call where you're trying to get some information, which puts you back into that manager headspace. And, so yeah, back to the real world. If we were smart, and you would think after doing this for 20 some years, we'd have this figured out. But if we were smart, we would have put exercise at the top of our list. And the other thing that I had figured out right before COVID was that if I can jump into another new project, it builds up those excited chemicals again and keeps them from crashing too hard. It kind of mellows it out a little bit. But I said I needed to go to storage tomorrow and do some work. That's not the thing. I actually need tonight. I need to start on that project that I've been putting off because I haven't had time. It's an Etsy page, and I need to have new project energy going to keep that con drop from crashing me.
Speaking of new things that we did, and I'm going to say one more thing about con drop.
I got one more thing too.
I recommend the opposite in that today, when I made my to-do list for the day, I said, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. I should have given myself a break and said, today I'm going to do jack shit and relax and chill and watch that new Fallout TV show instead of trying to accomplish a lot.
Right. And you know what? That is why I think it took me so long to figure out what my body needs, because it is absolutely what is recommended is to take care of yourself, take a bath, take a bubble bath. If you start crying, surround yourself with people that will support you and things like that. So, and I kept doing that and then kept having really hard moments. And then one time I jumped into making my hooded blankets and I'm like, oh, I need something that's exciting that can ramp me up again. So figure out your body. Realize that after an event that you can have sub drop, dom drop, con drop, because we didn't even play that much, but we're going to have con drop. And all of that means is, like Dan said, you got to experience your authentic self. You got to experience a piece of your spiritual self. Your brain chemicals are running amok. Amok, amok, amok. And they will come crashing down. So just take care of yourself after an event.
And something else that we did at the event, which you have not done before,
What's that?
is that you, before the event even started, we get to the event, we get checked into our room, and immediately you've got me laying down and
Oh,
you
yeah.
popped me in hypnosis. And
I
you,
certainly did.
I would love for you, by the way, it went very well, at least from my perspective as the receiver, it
Oh,
went very well. And the thing that was revealed to me through that has been reflected to me a number of times since then. I don't know if you remember it, but I do.
I do. I wrote it down.
And I would love for you to do that same thing with Minkari. I think that she would also benefit, maybe even more so than me, from that style
Yes.
of
The hypnosis
hypnosis.
that I'm getting certified for. Yeah. That whole style is a little different than the other certification we're going for. I would love to do it. I've got a couple of people in mind. And if you want to do it again, I'll do it with you too. I think it went absolutely fabulous.
The other interesting thing about our trip was we were hanging out with some of our Chicago peeps. And one of those people, it's so weird for me. One of the people that was there was my partner, Tracy. And I guess we've been together for over 2 years now. And it is so hard when you show up at an event to be in the full presenter mode to reconnect with a partner unless you
Mm-hmm.
really take your time and make that a priority and said, all right, I know I'm here. Now, we were invited there not as attendees, but as presenters. And that means you have to do this, 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 and this.
Oh yeah, we're ambassadors of the event.
And we had some other responsibilities to do. So
Right.
we had to do that. Finding a way in your polyamory that when you run into somebody, you know they're going to be there to make sure you create that bubble to allow that connection. But on the flip side is, and I will give credit to Tracy on this, she understands that presenter Dan is a hat that I can't be fully, just engaged with her for the whole weekend. I had a lot of responsibilities. She completely understood that, and it was no hassle at all. It's valuable that we actually have this weekend coming up we'll spend together. So there's that opportunity to reconnect outside of an event.
So, for us, this was actually a new thing. It's only in the last year, 2 years, that we have had our poly people, or at least your poly people, my poly people still on the road, to have your poly people even join us for these events, right? I mean, we had Bat, right? But Bat was a different cat. So it's kind of when Bat came with us, she was part of Dan and Dawn. You know, she was our helper, she was our organizer, she was all those things. So slightly different than what's going on now with Tracy and Minkari.
Exactly. And it's funny, even, you could say, well, Karen went to many events with us.
No,
Well,
Karen co-produced with
yeah,
us
Karen
or
co-produced.
co-staffed or, you know, so she was on as well and was part of the whole thing. So this one is slightly different and we're learning to navigate it. So you'll figure it out.
So,
EA goes AI.
yes, EA did go AI. Now, I so far am not the biggest, you know what? My opinion about AI doesn't matter. It's coming, it's taking over. And so apparently Minotaurus did some kind of AI thing where he said, hey, AI, go make us a theme song for the Erotic Awakening podcast with Dan and Dawn. And it did it.
And it did it. So if I can figure out how to do it, probably with Dan's help, I will put a link to the song that was made. It's interesting. I cannot see it replacing our theme music that we already have. If I replaced the music that we already have, it would go back to what Dan and I created, that dun 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 dun, which I still remember in my head. So anyway, we have AI. Oh, are you gonna play it?
Yeah, we're not, they won't be able to hear it on the radio though, but we're listening to it on the radio, but I'm just listening to it in the background here. I know, I'm pretty sure our software is going to pull this music out and not let our listeners hear it, but
We'll see, because I don't run that cleaner anymore.
you would should be able to just attach this MP3 to the show.
To the show notes,
Yeah.
or to the show,
Yeah, to the end of the show.
I'll see which way I can do it during editing. So we will either have it in the show or the show notes, and it'll go from there. So.
Beyond that, a particularly, well, some other really cool things posted on our Discord. But before we get into that, I have the listener challenge, which is a new segment that I am making up for today only.
Oh, the listener's challenge.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
I am about to tell you about the upcoming events in person. Two of those events will have my partner, Minkari, in it. Guess one, and you will win a that a boy. Those upcoming events that we are in person include Maryland,
Ohio,
Pennsylvania,
Chicago,
Michigan,
Kansas City.
Las Vegas.
And Minnesota, the newest one. Woot woot. Keep up with all our events, book news, discounts, and more via the Erotic Awakening newsletter.
And get your EA shout out like our good friend Flutterby from Pennsylvania,
Chris Lynn from Michigan.
Tinkerbell from Ohio.
Head over to eroticawakening.com and subscribe today.
And there you go, Don. That is the show, with the exception of a mimic that
Wait, you have to describe it because no one knows what a mimic is
everybody
unless.
knows what a mimic is.
No, not necessarily.
All right. A mimic in this case is the classic Dungeons and Dragons creature that looks like a chest. And when you go up, it's actually a monster that tries to eat you.
So you try to loot the chest and instead it's a monster. So who was it that posted that?
That was one a longtime listener Discord channel of Stetton F.
Awesome.
But he has been with the show for a long, long time.
Absolutely. He's been on a lot of our patron calls. So what he sent was the mimic, which is the treasure chest. That's actually a monster, but this one's a tentacle monster. So when the girl tries to get to the chest, she is now being a, I don't even know what word to use.
The fucked by tentacles.
Oh,
Let's say
thank
that.
you. Fucked by tentacles. That works.
And has turned us on to another Reddit that I was not aware of, subreddit called 3D Printing Gone Wild.
Oh, that'll be fun. So I'll have to take a look at that. I have a couple of things.
Oh,
Look
that
at
was
that.
hot.
Oh, we could get lost right here. Oh
Yeah.
my, look at the stuff. Okay, yes. Oh, that's some hot ass stuff. Look at that sword that looks like a tentacle. I
Back to
need
the
that
show
for my
notes.
next character. Okay, so my next LARPing character. Anyway, be a part of the Erotic Awakening community.
Reach out. We love hearing from you.
You lost your spot.
You could support the pod, you could support us on Patreon and get early access to the podcast, free version of the audiobook, Polyamory Toolkit, free ebooks, member-only Discord access, and much more.
Find all the goodies at patreon.com/eroticawakening today.
Help others find us. Take a moment to support the podcast.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Or just tell your friends.
Join the conversation with us and other listeners.
Here's the links from the Erotic Awakening website for our growing Discord channel.
Feel free to reach out to us.
Contact us with questions, podcast comments, or just to say hi.
We're Dan and Dawn on FetLife.
Erotic Awakening on Instagram.
Or just email us at danandawn@eroticawakening.com.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dan.